And the national anthem, the Anna Wolf rendition in the books. The starters have been introduced. We're about ready to put the ball in the air and get underway here for the varsity event. After chatting with Coach Paul Wiggins, I'll hope that those numbers are correct. The ball's in the air and the Mustangs control it. And immediately Woosley gets back tipped. The ball goes all the way out into the cheerleaders on the end line. The Mustangs will have an inbounds play. Throwing it in, Brandon Beasold to David Govan. Back to Bees. Bees has been red hot from beyond the arc through the Bellevue tournament and the Henry County tournament. Has moved all the way to 48% from above the arc, and we'd love to see that continue and like to see him join our buddy Mason Seapate is a bona fide three-point threat. Mustangs playing against the Holmes, tough and tight defense. Govan down about three deep, feeds into Schumacher. Schumacher going to take on a Bulldog, tries to kick it outside to Seapate, and the Mustangs turn it over as the pass is intercepted. 3-point shot on the way, put up by the Dogs. Rebound, stick back attempt, and no good. And then another rebound, stick back by Tez Calloway, finds its mark, a whistle blows, count the basket, and shoot one.
All right, Dave, so who's the stud for Holmes out here?
He's at the free throw line shooting. That would be Quantez Calloway, and he is a fifth-year senior. He is a reclassified footballer or basketballer, and he is leading the Bulldogs with an average of 27 points a game. Pouncey and Garcia average about 8.5 points per ball game. Scott Code, an unhappy camper, and with 6:30 to play, gives me a chance to get caught up here and calls timeout.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to grab the starters for either squad there, Dave. I'm sure we can muscle our way through.
Yep.
Bishop Froster and Holmes may be a little bit more difficult here as right when we stepped in, the national anthem was played. And
I still had a couple bullet points I wanted to touch base with Paul Wiggins to wrap up that little summary. So happy to be able to have him on board. And at first opportunity, I'm going to do the same with Jacob Light and get his perspective as a player now that we've heard from the coach. Out of the brow of the Brosser timeout. Mustangs coming off of a 64-47 win over the Hart County Raiders. Mustangs are really struggling here against Holmes' athleticism and defense. Govan going to work. Sets up Bees. Bees short. One done. Down with a rebound. And this would be Calloway going to bring it to the house. Force it up. Beasel goes up for a rebound. Gets rocked from behind. And Woosley comes away with a loose ball. Woos full speed all the way to the top of the key. And again, the quick hands of the Bulldogs giving the Mustangs some early game problems.
And after our possession, it's going to go to Holmes.
It will be alternating possession for the Bulldogs.
See if we can get a defensive stand here, Dave. Get the ball back. Uh-oh.
Stop, pop, running right-hander, no good for Holmes. Seapate down with the rebound. Back to Woosley, right back to Seapate. Seapate covered up by Nate Pouncey. And another deflection knocks the ball out of bounds.
And a question, yeah, on who it was going to, and the rest sort of looked at each other and said, yeah, it's probably Brosser Paul.
Let's keep it with the offense.
Yeah, no complaints either side.
No. We're going to flatten it out on the baseline and take the Holmes defense with us. Pouncey or Woosley looks for somebody to kick it to. Govan attacks. The ball rolls the rim. won't go. Woosley straight away for three. So good ball movement frees up Logan Woosley, and that quickly it's a 3-2 ball game.
Luke Schumacher doing a great job getting that rebound started, Dave.
3-point attempt put up Commodore. And the loose ball battled for on the floor. Blow the whistle, please.
Yeah. It's been a scrum, Dave, in the first couple of minutes.
No doubt. I don't know who bought me the blue Gatorade.
That was me. You're welcome.
Very much.
Yeah. I did that, but I didn't go get the starting line. I couldn't do all that other stuff. I got caught in that moment, Dave, of just hanging out, not doing anything in between.
2-11-15. Tez Calloway, 11. Josiah Burton, 15. Taquan Calloway, 35. Nate Pouncey.
Number 5, David
and
Commodore.
11, Josiah Burton.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if I hit him.
I don't know which one you had, Chops.
At any rate, Mustangs with Brandon Beasel, Logan Woosley, David Govan, Mason C. Pate, and Luke Schumacher. Rossard having trouble getting into a little offense. And again, C. Pate just simply has it knocked away from him.
Kicked it. Remains Holmes' ball.
So neither team in a scoring frenzy here. We've completed 4 minutes of the 8-minute first period, and it's 3-2. Ball comes into the left-handed shooting Commodore, puts it up, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll be a Mustang basketball, to which we will face full court pressure. Three passes, and it's back to Govan. Govan draws the trap, throws over the top. Quick pass, Schumacher. Schumacher on the attack, gets his shot attempt blocked by Josiah Burton. And now the Mustangs will try from underneath our own basket. Govan with the basketball in the corner, nonchalantly
behind you, David.
Dribbles it out. 3-point shot on the way, and rattled home by Mason Cipe. 6-2, Brossard lead. So while the Holmes defense is causing us all the problems, it's the Mustang defense preventing the Bulldogs from scoring. Air ball, air ball. Govan rebound. Brandon Beasold. Here comes Woosley. And the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds.
Yeah, Dave, they're much bigger than us, not height-wise, but just thickness. Yeah, the broad shoulders, big arms, big legs. I mean, there's a lot of meat out there in the home team. And actually, the biggest one, Nate Pouncey, just went to the bench. He's a monster.
Here's a lob to see Payton.
Nice.
Running left-hander by the left-hander. Makes it 8-2, and this will draw a kinder, gentler Brad Carr.
I was just going to say, Dave, he swore to me he was a new guy, and his assistant backed him up on that, and he's called a timeout. He's not red in the face. I did not see his veins popping out of his head, and gently talking to his gentleman on his team right there. So good for Brad.
Holmes comes in. They played 13 games. They're 4 wins, 9 losses. Wins over Bracken County, North College Hill, Metcalf County, Bellevue. They were in the same Swagger tournament as were we. Losses to South Laurel, Simon Kenton, Dixie Heights, Mason County, Highlands, Shelby County, Grant County, Frankfort, Boone County, and Rushville, Tennessee. So they've been playing a very tough schedule.
Yeah.
Your Brossard Mustangs, we're 6-8. Out of the Brad Carr timeout, 2:50 to play here in the first period. JV's winners tonight. And foul inside is Quantes Calloway.
Gets hacked by Luke Schumacher. I think we got a bit of an alumni night here, Dave. What,
yeah, that, you betcha.
See all those guys over there? Yeah, about
I do.
6 or 8 former basketball players here. Offering about that same class. What grade is that, Dave? You know better than me.
Well, I see Stephen and Blake, so it hasn't been that long ago.
Oh, there's Jake Stephan down there. And
J.D. Schumacher.
Yeah.
The first free throw by Calloway is good. So he gets the lid off of sorts for the Bulldogs, but misses the second. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Dogs. Govan playing a lot of guard tonight, but doing it effectively. Gets it inside to a wide open Mason Sepate, who now has 7 points on the night, and the Mustangs extend out to a 10-3 lead. Mustangs putting pressure on the perimeter. 3-point pull-up jumper, no good. Luke with the rebound. He gets jostled from behind by Josiah Burton, and Burton will pick up. Well, they're going to say that's Perrin.
Did they call it on?
I've got Josiah Burton, but Mel Webster said it was on Perrin. Now, the only other Perrin I have is Elijah Perrin.
Number 30.
He wears number 30. Or we
nice pass.
30. Oh, and we miss it. Wow, what a great job by Luke to feed Sepate. Storming in from the left side. Sepate overshoots it, and Luke Schumacher picks up his second personal foul.
Yeah, that's just a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah,
right there.
We come away there expecting two more on the board and instead pick up another foul on Luke Schumacher, who has become an extremely vital member of this Brossard basketball team. Only played 2 varsity games a year ago before re-injuring his knee. And now Jack Poe will come in and he'll spell Logan Woosley. Holmes Bulldogs, center court. Minute 39 to play, 7-point Brossard advantage. Glad you could join us tonight. NKAC Conference Division 3 ball game, or Division 2 ball game. One done again for the Bulldogs. Mustangs having good luck on the defensive glass. And Brandon Beasel will set the offense out in the center circle. Gets it to Luke. Mustangs very mobile and moving here. Sending cutters. Luke now with an exchange with Brandon Beasel. We've hit the 1 minute mark. And lead 10-3. Poe looking, high low. Govan, one on one, draws the double. Poe, hurry ball, won't get there. And Luke Schumacher to the rescue, however, takes the next step and travels.
Yeah, he got hit on hard and caused him to lose a step.
Back into the fray comes Woosley, and he will give Mason Sepate a breather.
Nice round of applause
also,
for Mason.
Here comes Cruzy into the lineup.
He's going to sleep well tonight, Dave.
Yeah, he played the majority of the JV game and was the leading scorer in it with 13 points. All right, final 36 seconds of the first period and a 3-point goal by Callaway. 10-6. 25 seconds. Cruzy across the timeline draws the double. Here comes Jack Poe attacking from the far wing and can't hang on to the ball and turns it over. I love to see Jack trying to make things happen.
Yep. That was a good play, a good attempt. Everything about that was fine.
That's a good basketball move. Nate Chalk will come in briefly for
we need a stop here, Dave,
Schumacher.
12 seconds.
Yes, we do. See if we can preserve this 10-6 lead. Callaway on the dribble, confronted by Govan. Toots leaves it short. Horn blows, quarter ends. In a low scoring 10-6, Brossard Mustang advantage after 8 minutes of varsity basketball here in the side home.
I'll take it, Dave. We can stop Holmes at the 6 points every quarter. I think we can come away with this one. So
all 6 of those scored by Quantez Callaway.
Take Quan Callaway for the first bucket, Dave, for some reason. And there's 2 Callaways that started, so I'm not sure. So we'll check that out.
We'll no, there are they are brothers.
Yeah, and they're both starting 15-2 started.
Yeah. And you may be right.
I may be wrong, Dave.
And you, you may know, be yeah. wrong. All right. Anyway, the
because I asked you who the stud was. Yeah. Cowboys have all the points.
For all six yeah. of the Holmes Bulldogs points.
I'll check with that other high-paid celebrity down there, Jenna yep. Burrs. She'll give me the scoop here at halftime.
Jay Reck on the Christmas tree, and Jenna Burrs keeping the book.
He got the biggest kick out of us calling that the Christmas tree, Dave.
Yeah. Dan Schultz on the clock, and marvelous Melvin Webster off of his deathbed rejoins us. So he and I were both putting in convalescent time during the same period. All right, here we go. Back to live action, Brossard basketball.
Getting beat
up. Cruzy getting beat up by Taquan Callaway. Get it to the corner. How about you, Mason C. Pate? Long overshoots it. Right in front of the Tuesday night student section. And Holmes down with the Bulldog with the basketball.
Jump ball, Henry.
Come on, yeah. Henry. Henry going to reward. And whistle a foul against Anthony Cruzy.
And shooting at that.
And they're going to reward him with a pair of free throws. So this is Taquan Callaway. Yeah. First free throw up and no good. Second one airborne, long, and Govan cleans the glass. David, 30 points against Hart County, a co-career high. As he scored 30 against Villa a year ago. And meanwhile, double-team pressure forces Mason Seapate to turn the ball over. So back into the lineup comes Cruzy and Schumacher. Scott Code dealing them in and out, trying to find the correct combination.
We put some ball handlers in there, Dave.
Running right-hander, wow. Callaway, no good, but gets his own rebound and scores. Mustangs need a bucket. The Bulldogs have crept to within 10-8, and now a steal.
Yes, yes.
And a push-off.
Yeah, he just, oh, wait a minute. No, they did call it. I was going to say, yeah, Nate Pouncey just blew him off the side of him. Knocked old Bees on his backside.
Nate Beasel, who dispatched Brandon.
Yeah.
As Pouncey had his eyes set on a layup. Come on, Green. Let's go.
Now, did you get a weight on Pouncey there, Dave?
I'm sure it's on the sheet here somewhere.
I'm sure it's a crooked number, too.
Govan into the corner. Cruzy. Trying to get it back to him. Govan draws the double and draws a personal foul. So pretty ugly basketball right now here in the side home is. Yeah, they're calling him Josh Perrin.
All right, so he's Josh Perrin? We don't have a Josh Perrin.
Now we're going to write him in. He's number 11.
All right.
So Josh Perrin commits his second. Rossard inbounds. Govan. Works one-on-one with Perrin, and Perrin rejects the shot effort out of bounds. We'll try again. We're going to flatten them out on the baseline. Meanwhile, off to the bench and into the ball game comes Taquan Callaway after a brief respite. And here we go. Lob all the way up top and stolen away by the Dogs. And a shot put up no good by Callaway and scored by Nate Pouncey. We're tied at 10. 7-0 Holmes Bulldog run. 6:05 to play. Mustangs looking to generate some offense. Having trouble getting wide open looks. I kind of liked it when they were pressing us, and we were getting some good looks. Another back tip. sends it out of bounds, and Cruzy will throw it in from midcourt. Up top to Woosley.
Another strip.
Strip, but failing to run it down is David Commodore, so it stays with the Mustangs. C-Paid in, Cruzy out. Mustangs now with two shooters. These old C-Paid. Woosley also can put it up from three. And now we're getting whistle happy. Darius Boyd whistled for a common foul.
Four fouls each.
So the ugliness continues. There is a lob back to Beazold. Gets it right back to C-Pate. Still in the backcourt. And now across it comes. The ball hits the deck. Scramble. We've got it. Woosley across to Brandon. Govan. Oh, I kept waiting for him to come up on the weak side. Doesn't come up at all.
And the Mustangs lost the ball. Yeah.
Again, turn it over. Wowzer. Wow. Struggle here in the side home for the Varsity Mustangs. 10-10 ball game. Callaway attacks, tries to slant. No good. Schumacher tries to stand in. The ball comes out of there, and what looked to be an upcoming slam dunk results in a layup, and now a new leader. Holmes has battled all the way back from 10-3, and the Mustangs looking down the barrel of a 9-0 Holmes Bulldogs run.
Well, I don't mind these whistles being blown a little bit more frequently, Dave. There's a lot of body contact that we're getting hit on, back tips and hitting with the body double teaming.
All right, Govan, we're going to get one now. We're going to draw a foul. We're going to shoot free throws. So what I like to see David do, he just did. Popped off the block, turned, faced up, and attacked.
Absolutely, Dave. Big, strong guy hasn't really been in a position to do that yet today. That's maybe the second time he hit the ball underneath.
We have not been in sync. And Govan, who shoots a myriad of them after practice daily and hits a large majority, once again hits back iron. And two times back iron. And C-Pate.
Jump ball.
Goes up, comes down with it, and then gets tied up. So a held ball ruled Bulldogs' advantage. Mustangs trail 2, 4:32 to play in the half. Right now, halftime may be our friend. Ill-advised shot taken by Taquan Callaway, and down with the rebound comes Mason C-Pate, who then double dribbles.
Just once again, Holmes getting their hands on everything, Dave.
Cruzy is once again, Scott Coe just trying to find a leader here. They try to lock. Cruzy comes down with a rebound out front and takes it coast to coast. So Cruzy intercepts the lob inbound effort, and we're knotted at 12.
Great substitution, Coach.
Yes, it was. Off the bench.
They ran an
right
alley
into the scorebook.
Yeah, they ran an alley oop, and he was going to throw it down and missed it.
Good defense, and then a wide-open Nate Pouncey breaks clear and scores. Advantage Holmes, 14-12, 3:41 to play here in the half. Lob up at the top. Govan and Beazold on the give-and-go. So Beazold, the cutter and the assist to David Govan, and we're back tied up at 14. 3:20 to play in the half.
Oh, Luke,
this time
nice block.
Luke comes out of the crowd, but on the second effort, will pick up his third personal foul.
That's going to hurt, Dave. Yeah, because we're going to need him in there battling for rebounds. Scott's looking down for some size on the bench, and he's struggling to come up with it.
CP going to be right back into the lineup. That was a brick. So
you were being kind.
Harris Boyd fires up a brick. No good. One remains.
Somebody get the shooter on this one.
Second effort. No good. C-Pate with a rebound.
There we go again.
Protect my rebounder,
he
please.
Just did,
and
yes.
They do.
11.
Foul committed. And Josh Perrin now has picked up his third personal foul.
I was wondering where that third one was, Dave. I could have missed a foul. All right, we're on the line.
Josh Perrin. It says Josh Perrin's number 11. And in the bonus now, Mason C-Pate toes the line, one plus, hits the first, earns the second. And the Mustangs now poking nose back in front.
Nate Shaw going to go bang for a while as we give Logan Woosley a little breath on the bench.
Nate, one of them guys, always seems to be in the right place at the right time. No good on C-Pate's second effort. Down with the ball come the Bulldogs. Commodore will bring it up. Drives into the paint and travels.
Yep.
So good triple team defense. Collapses on Callaway, who turns it over. And the Mustangs now again look at full court pressure. Need somebody to come from the backcourt. And we get it in successfully to Brandon Beasold. Here's David Govan playing guard. Sideline,
nice.
Sideline. Nate Chalk overshoots it. Rossard still in possession of the ball. Ooh. Cruzy gets a man off his feet on the three-point shot attempt. Does not take advantage. Beasold stop, pop, won't go. And down with a rebound, the Bulldogs. So Boyd comes away with it. And then throw it out of bounds, deflected by the big dog.
Taquan Callaway right in front of us, throwing it in for the Bulldogs.
He is another reclassified fifth-year senior. Played both football and basketball. Dribble. Out on the wing. Pass down low and good by Quantes Callaway. 10 points, double figures now, and it's 16-15.
Cruzy got in that corner and said, I'm in prison. Before they even attacked him, he called that timeout.
So, well, good foresight there by Cruzy to call the lifeboat timeout, which will be a full Brossard timeout.
Looks like Lewis is over here getting service by Madeline Kim. He's got a little blood splat around him. Shocked that he's leading in this game, right?
Yeah, imagine that. Very physical, very handsy, very quickly double-teamy, very 10% contacty.
Constantly,
Physical ball game. Mustangs working hard for everything that we're getting. Meanwhile, it's on the other side. Nate Pouncey with 4 and 12 points for Tez Callaway. You know, it's one of those things. You look over here and it's Callaway leading scorer, 27 a game. Callaway 53% from the field. Callaway 38%, their leading three-point shooter. Callaway their leading free throw shooter. Callaway their leading rebounder. It seems simple.
Yeah, Callaway. Good luck with that.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, here we go. Out of the Brossard timeout. And we turn it over, and Tez Callaway brings it the length of the floor and scores.
We are
really struggling. And we're getting falling in a little love with the sideline.
Yeah, we get it over across that half court.
Brandon trying to be floor general. Dumps it to the big dog, forced all the way above the three-point line.
Pop it open. Come on, somebody get on a wing and shoot.
Nate Chalk into the fray. Govan stuck with it where he doesn't want to be in front of the student section. And now yields possession to Beasold.
Give me a skip over to Mason.
And we're going to get it to Cepate. And Cepate's going to drop step and score. Cepate, his bodies fly, making an 18-17 ball game. We're under a minute. As I say, halftime could be our friend here. And, Nate, a little bit too much body contact.
Hey, Brad's still
but
calmer.
But this is okay. This is a common foul.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Brad. His face is a little red there. He didn't like that call, or lack thereof. Asking the official, why didn't you call that? He got knocked down. Could have been a blocking call, too, there, Coach.
It could have been any of a number of things, but we'll take what happened, and here comes Commodore. Spin, turn, shoot, and score right up Main Street. So they are getting into the paint on us with some regularity. Three-point play on the way, no good. Scramble for the loose ball. Cepate on the deck. And a held ball will be ruled.
Well, he's getting knocked on his butt, and they're not calling it. And Coach Cote is not very happy about it.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, I didn't see that much contact. The fact that he got hit pretty hard, but it's like all in a loose ball situation.
Yep. All right, here we go. Final 28 seconds. Mustangs in possession. We give it to Govan. Govan forced underneath the rim. Can't get it over the top. How about a travel?
Travel or a charge? Are they calling Mason for that?
Nope. No, I think they're going to call
the
charge on Tez Callaway. And Mason Cepate stands in and takes it. All right, 17 seconds now.
That may have been a makeup call, Dave.
Could have been. Mustangs trail three. Gets it to Cruzy.
There you
the
go.
Corner.
Nice.
Cepate overshoots it. And a battle on for the rebound. And they're going to call Anthony Cruzy for excessive roughness. And this will stop the clock. Holmes will walk 84 feet. And with 2.4 seconds remaining here at the in the half, Paquan Callaway will shoot the bonus. Shot up. Rattles home. Gets the second. 21-17.
2.4 ticks, Dave. We're not going to get a good shot off here on a missed shot.
Second one is long.
Cepate battles
for the rebound. Desperation push-up from the floor by Boyd. No good, and mercifully, the first half has come to an end. After 16 minutes of varsity, NKAC Division II basketball, the Mustangs trail here by a score of 21-17. Let's take a break. Here's a spot for the people put up the money to make the Mustangs go.
Hi, Dave Schauble here. We all know that money makes the Mustangs go. Thanks to our good friends and supporters who stepped up to support our basketball Mustangs this season. Jen Cepate from Nelder Realty, the good folks at LPM Electric, Dr. Mike Mike Walker, DMD, and his dental hygienist, Jenna Verst. The good folks at Darling Ingredients, who are super sponsors. John Kramer and United Plumbing. J&J Service. The good folks at Fuller Ford. Pat Service. Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manufacturing, who supports all things Mustangs. Tom Munninghoff and John Hickman at Munninghoff and Lang CPAs. Rick Shermer and True Stone Distributors. Bob Munninghoff at Valley National Administrative Services. Jackpot Dumpster Rental, Justin Kramer. Mid Valley Service and Supply, Mickey Meyer and Sherry Keller. Our good friends at Bluegrass Liquor in Island Heights. Jeff White at Roush White Company. Todd Chalk and the good folks at Osterwish Company. The Overding family, who operate the Silver Grove Dairy Bar, your summer place to be. And Jones Eye and the crew at Skyline Chili. Support these good folks who support the Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Schauble, Dave Tremman, back in the booth here at Brossard, where it is ugly, punk ugly, ugly. And the Holmes Bulldogs outslugged the Mustangs 21-17 here in the first half after the Mustangs led by a score of 10-3, then 10-6 at the end of the first period. And then get outscored here in the second period by a score of 15-7. For the Mustangs, 2, 4, 6, 7, 10 points for Mason Sepate. 2 for Brandon Beasel. 3 for Logan Woosley. And the deuce for Anthony Cruzy. The players noticeably absent by their offensive scoring contributions. Luke Schumacher and David Govan have not put ink in the book, which makes a difference for the Mustangs. On the other side of the ledger, true to his billing, 14 points for Tez Calloway, 2 for David Commodore, and 4 for Nate Pouncey, in a free throw for Taquan Callahan. Now, the saving grace of that half was that this could be a lot worse were the Bulldogs hitting their free throws, as in the first half they are 2 for 9 as opposed to the Mustangs being 1 for 4. I guess the questions that pose themselves in the locker room here at halftime is, you know, what do we do to take better care of the basketball? How do we free up our big man David Govan and involve him in the offense? You know, some touch passes maybe, just some quick moves off of receptions down at the block. But Holmes doing a great job. They know who the big scorers are and who they have to stop. And Brad Carr has to be extremely happy with the fact that he has limited the big dog but to 2 free throws in the first half.
Yeah, Dave, there's, you know, when you're doubling down on someone like they're going up top, somebody's open, and we're just not finding an open guy. We've had a couple where we've been wide open underneath, but I've seen Sepate open on the opposite wing, which is very difficult to get the ball all the way over there. Right. You know, the pressure they're putting on us is a very physical pressure, lots of contact, and they're letting them do that. What, about 8 fouls on each team or whatever,
yep.
So they're letting them play a bit, but just got to control the ball.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully a better, cleaner, more Dr. Naismith-ish second half coming up here as a low-scoring ball game. You know, if somebody said we're only going to give the Holmes Bulldogs 21.5, we would certainly be very, very happy with that. But the Mustangs limit themselves to merely 17 points, and we average 54 points in a ball game. Mustangs, if I can find my paperwork here.
That's all over the place.
It is all over the place because we did the JV game earlier, and I did an interview with Paul Wiggin.
And I'll go ahead and plug the Euchre tournament, Dave, where you're searching
please
for that.
Do. Go right ahead.
The sponsor of the football team, help out with them. They're looking for corporate sponsors, prizes, anything you need. Saturday, and players. And Saturday, February 5th, $25 to get in, always a good time. It's the 23rd time they've done this. It's the annual Jack and Pat McGar Memorial Euchre tournament. So get out there and support Bishop Rossman, support the football program, and organized by the Horsepower Club.
And conducted right here in Hagenauer Hall, the site of our boys' basketball, quite successful Euchre tournament back in October, which just gets better and better each year as we continue, to learn as we go on. And successful Christmas wreath sale this year again. And Scott Code and the ball club went to Henry County, and we spent some money on our kids. Stayed down there two nights at the Holiday Inn Express. Had dinner at the Cattleman's Roadhouse Steakhouse. Went to Louisville and spent a couple hours at, some kind of an entertainment place with all kinds of teenage entertainment.
Yeah, that's, those are the things that the memories are made of. When they do senior night, well, you had Govan this year, but normally do senior night, they talk about all that trip we went on and, the shenanigans that we did and won some games and a lot of fun. And that's what, having a first-class program like they have here at Brosford helps out, gives those kids that experience to travel somewhere. We don't have the big budgets that some of these public schools have, but by God, we make the most of what we do. And, with your efforts and the pinching the pennies and, taking care of the reservations. Who was Mr. Mom down there, Dave, with you gone in St. Henry County?
I really, really don't know. And then Sam Willicky got sick while they were down there, so somebody had to kind of stay back with him. So I'm sure that it was a team effort. I know Coach Elliot Pipes was talking about taking them to Zaxby's for lunch one day. And then I know that our guys like Culver's, and they found the Culver's in Simpsonville, a couple exits down the road, and went to lunch there one day.
The Zaxby's must have been after a loss, Dave. Not a fan of that place.
it's always busy. I've never had it. I can't comment.
Yeah.
But apparently, they said the drive-thru was wrapped around the building, but our guys were able to pull up the bus and go in and take over the place and had lunch. So that's a good thing. I saw that there were bills on there for pizza late night. So, I'm sure that they did have a good time. I miss going on the trip. It can be stressful.
Yeah.
I wear myself out to where when we get back from them, I usually dive in bed and sleep for 2 days because you always want things to go well. But these guys have all been down the road, and most of the guys out there were all veterans of the Henry County tournament.
Yeah.
And we had been there before, so we knew where to go for dinner. And, Scott Code checked around. He said us, Knox County Central, and Newport Central Catholic, who was playing in a different tournament, all were kind of at the same place. And the kids interact favorably in those situations.
Yeah. You may not like each other on the basketball court or on the football field, but, it comes down to you see the guys from up on the hill, and they hang out with them. We went to grade school with them. A lot of them did. So it's always good to see those kids. I always tell my kids that playing AAU, you're going to be playing ball against these guys. You're with them now, and you're going to be playing against them in high school and create a lot of fun.
There were one, two, three, four lead change or four ties and three lead changes in the first half. All right, let us see what the Brossard Mustang adjustments have been made and what we can do to get momentum back in a white Bishop Brossard uniform. The alternating possession arrow will award the Brossard Mustangs the basketball, and we have come out in a 2-3 zone. So the first major adjustment right there results in a battle for a Holmes rebound, which will be whistled a held ball, and the Mustangs will take possession.
Yeah, Mason grabbed that, and then they came in and collapsed on Dave, grabbed the ball in his hand, and looks like Woos is bleeding.
Woos has got a issue. And he'll be replaced by...
That's not the bleed, Dave. No. I think he took a knee in the wrong spot.
Yes, he did. All right, here we go. Ball comes in. Govan throws it in. Gets right back to David, who finds himself again playing guard. Holmes feasting on that. Govan in big trouble. And a 10-second count as we can find no eligible receivers. So the turnover and the inability to dominate or control the basketball plague carries over here into the second period. Bossert showing zone. Or are we?
It's hard to tell with us.
Yeah, it really is. Though we knocked the ball loose in the paint, Brandon Beazle comes out of there with it. Now to Cepate. Let's see if we can put points on the board. Bees has been limited to one attempt from beyond the arc in this one. Again, Govan gets it. He is in a battle with Josh Perrin. And now just imposes his will, takes it to the house, and scores his first 2 points of the night and makes it a 21-19 deficit.
He drove from half court, Dave, all the way through, and then gets a block shot.
And he gets a block shot. So as you see often from Govan, comes out in the second half like a man possessed, and here's a whistle in the backcourt and a foul on 35, Nate Pouncey.
Tried to do that back tip, Dave. I hope they continue to call that.
So we'll try again. Ball comes into.
By the way, they list him at 195, Dave.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Must be true.
Yeah. It's on the internet.
There we go. All right. Mustangs again operating out on the perimeter. Mason Cepate backs it out into the center circle. Now forced to pick up his dribble, draws the double team. David Govan serving as a safety valve release man. Cruising. Luke out on the wing. Weak side cutters. Govan wants it. We telegraph the pass, and it doesn't make it to Govan. It's intercepted by the Bulldogs. Nate Pouncey. Yeah. Pouncey looks like he's about 225.
Yeah.
And takes it all the way to the hole and scores.
Just blew by Govan on that, and Govan reaches and gets him from behind on top of the bucket.
So Nate Pouncey scores his 6th point of the ball game. Govan guilty of the personal foul. And this sends Nate Pouncey to the free throw line for one. The left-hander delivers short, and Govan cleans the glass. Woosley, Woosley, who has recovered from his injury, gets it ahead. Govan attacks the basket from the left side and will be fouled in the act of shooting.
This time by 15, take one, Callaway.
That's his first, team second. Govan back at the free throw line where he is 0-for-2. And David, we need him. And David, we get it. First one up and good. 23 now to 20. Jack Poe into the lineup gives Luke a breather. Second free throw on the way. And 2 string music free throws. Another one just like the other one. 2 of a kind bookends. And it's a 2-point. Rosser deficit 23-21. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, Holmes rejected. Out of there with it comes Poe, wants the fast break. And we run all the way out of the end zone, try to force a pass back to salvage possession, and Holmes hits a 3. David Commodore coming the other way. 5-point swing.
Take it, take it.
26-21. Cepate.
Get in there.
Yes, sir. Protects the ball with his body. Absorbs the contact. Scores it. And one.
Foul on Tez Callaway, Dave. If we could just get three more on him, that'd be really nice.
That would be nice.
As he does have 14 in the first half alone.
Cepate there on a 1-1 take to the hole. Finishes. Now at the free throw line to complete the three-point play. The left-hander delivers. No good. So Govan knocks down two. Cepate misses on his and one. 4:30 to play here in the third period. Low-scoring chess match here in the side dome. Next battle will be on Saturday as the Mustangs and Lady Stags participate in the 10th Region All-A Tournament at Bracken County High School. We'll be there to bring it to you. 2 o'clock boys game, 3:30 girls game. Holmes misses on a shot. Here comes Govan. Brings it all the way to the house and then overshoots it. His momentum carrying him forward at a rapid rate. Yeah, we'll give him an E for effort.
Yeah, yeah, he pushed it hard, Dave. He's sucking wind right now, too.
Yep.
I think Scott just realized it, too.
Up top, pouncing in a dribble act. Brandon Beasel badgering him and forcing a Brad Carr timeout. So with 3:37 to play here in the third period, and your Mustangs trailing by three, Holmes in possession of the ball. Timeout.
We got six guys sitting down, Dave, so somebody needs to realize they're sitting on the pine. Hopefully it is David, or at least maybe this timeout will give him his breath back.
Yeah. The girls will be home tomorrow. It's a formality match against Calvary Christian.
I heard it's been possibly canceled. So look into that, Dave. I heard Calvary been canceling matches. Roger Childress was mentioning that. It's listed as a forfeit. It's a W for the girls.
Which is a shame. And I hate to say this, and I don't want to disparage Calvary, so I shouldn't say anything. However, you know, Calvary is a Division III team, and they are forced to play their opponents home and away. And they were scheduled with two with Ludlow. Brossard and Ludlow would have been a good match, but Ludlow was full of games and could not take us if Calvary fielded a team, which they did not decide to do until late in the season. So I do hope that it's just a COVID issue or a illness issue and not a fact that they have thrown in the towel. Out of the Brad Carr timeout, Tez Callaway drops a three bomb, and now it's 28-23.
Well, confirmation, Calvary did not cancel, so there is a game tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay. So I take back all the nasty things that I thought about them.
But he was just talking, Roger was talking about somebody canceling, and I'm not.
Sacred Heart.
It was a okay, I thought
we changed the Sacred Heart trip to Louisville on Wednesday to a freshman JV doubleheader, but no varsity game. As we speak, Brandon Beasold attacks the basket strong. Down with it comes Holmes, and now a personal coming up against the Mustangs. Govan back into the lineup, and he'll spell Anthony Cruzy. Throwing it in will be Taquan Callahan.
Get it there.
And David Govan about takes Melvin Webster's head off as he swats the inbounds pass. Spills Melvin's water.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Got to keep that golden voice lubricated there, Dave.
There we go. All right. Back to live action as the Bulldogs throw it in. starting
to get wide open.
Yeah, they are just picking us apart. Luke Schumacher does.
He's getting mad.
Schumacher's getting beat up, no whistle. And Schumacher crashed the party and came out of there with the loose ball. Where the hell is the bump and run? Now, they're not going to call it. 3-point shot on the way, Woosley. Battle, no good. And you know, the man can't say he didn't see it.
Yeah.
It's right in front of him. He simply chose not to call it.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Lob comes in. Woosley gets it at the elbow. Stop, pop, get in there.
Oh, come on.
And we cannot get a break. The lid remains on, and the Bulldogs continue to lead by 5. 28-23. 3-point shot from the water cooler
corner.
There
you go, Luke.
No
give
good.
It back to them.
And Luke gets in, salvages possession, and calls a lifeboat timeout. So with a minute 55 to play here in the third period, Mustangs trailing by 5, 28-23. The Mustangs call timeout.
All right, here's what I overheard, Dave. Calvary canceled their game on January 10 against Campbell County, called it a forfeit, but said the roster game is on. Roger said it popped up on his phone. He said he's not 100% confirmed on that, but so you can go ahead and ill will them again, okay?
I was so involved. For some reason, our girls' schedule, which is normally completed in March or April, hadn't really been begun when the transition of Parr
went
from Kevin to Bob Rowe at the time. We had no head coach.
And I guess who they lean on.
So
that's you,
I,
Dave.
So you know, I got involved in trying to schedule some games. And, you know, the
there it is.
Calvary Ludlow thing was in question, and we get the ball to Govan. Govan tries to execute a move, can't get it to go up, and Tez Callaway scores coming the other way. Now we're getting in a little trouble here.
Yeah, we got to control this game.
30-23. We're setting ourselves up for a Hart County-esque finish. Cruzy's going to commit a foul. This will be a common foul.
Trying to do to them what they've been doing to us all night. They're grabbing that ball, and he grabbed an arm instead.
Aren't a lot of quick fix answers. You know, you just, I don't know what it is. I'm a big fan of the V-cut to get open, but this is kind of beyond V-cuts. It's just
got to get to
superior
the path,
athletes. Shot put up by the Bulldogs, no good. Inside out, 3-point dagger on the way by Callaway, no good. So we dodge the bullet. Govan down with a rebound, throws ahead. Mustangs with numbers. Cepate spins, turns, and by the time he gets it to Luke Schumacher, the defense can't arrive, which is okay by the offense.
Yeah. You know, Govan's not putting points on the board, Day, but how many times he handled the ball here?
Yeah, had a lot of rebounds.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's been bringing the ball up the court, you know, breaking the press up here. But now he's throwing it in.
That's ugly. We just have to burst out of the ugliness and play some basketball, hit some shots. Everything that, you know, we're shooting is either contested or rushed.
It's funny, Brad thought he said he was concerned his team wouldn't play much defense against, you know, Rossard's offense. But
well,
they don't let us get their offense.
They scrap. There's Evan Orth into the game. Bees dishes the pass to him. He gets covered up, gets his shot effort blocked. Clock reads 25 seconds, and the Bulldogs on top, 30-23. Here's a running right-hander put up, no good. And again, Luke with the rebound. Rosser with 10 seconds to try to put points on the board. Now 7 across the timeline. Luke with it, top of the key. Brandon for 3, no good.
And a foul. They called a foul.
Foul on is Evan Orr tries a reverse layup underneath, and we will shoot these. Obviously, the cheerleaders have not gotten
didn't get the memo.
The memo is Evan Orth will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and we need him. Evan flanks the first one off the front of the rim. Let's give one.
There
we
you
give
go.
One.
Good job, Evan.
All right. 8 minutes to go, and it's a Holmes 30. 9 points in the period. Outscore the Mustangs 9-7. Brossard with periods of 10-7-7. Holmes 6-15-9.
Yeah.
Scott Code continues to work different combinations of players, trying to come up with a cohesive unit.
Yeah, that's. I mean, like I said, Dave, there's no answer for what they're doing to us right now.
No.
But then again, we're two buckets away, two 3-point
shots.
Yeah,
we're
away.
Still in the ballgame, very much so. A basket, a steal, another basket, a Holmes timeout. You know, and we outscore Hart County the other day 25-6. In the fourth quarter and win, you know, by score of, I don't know, 64-47 or something ridiculous. But, you know, we were down 10 in that one. Still different style ball team than the one that we're facing here tonight. But let's see. We got 8 more minutes to try to do something about it. Snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, and the possession arrow will award the ball to the Bulldogs. Good job there by Luke staying down on the 3-point shot fake by Boyd. Now they're going to go inside, and Luke may have picked up his fourth.
No, I think it was on Jack Poe.
It is on Jack Poe.
Yeah, he was leaning against the big man, Tez Callaway, and Callaway just moved his body, and Jack was hanging on. They just called that on Jack.
So at the line, Callaway with 2, and the first one is no good. Holmes now 2 of 11 here on the night. 2 of 12 on the night. The second one is no good. Ball batted out of bounds, and it'll be a Mustang basketball. C-Pate back into the lineup for Jack Poe. Poe comes out shaking his head in the negative. Govan looking for somebody to inbounds to. Gets it to Woosley, and now they will whistle Darius Boyd for his second personal foul.
We'll shoot the next time there's a foul, Dave. We've only fouled 4 times.
Has committed their 6th. All right.
Oh, God.
Boy, we throw right into a double team.
Separate, Mason.
And Woos able to split it, gets it ahead to C-Pate. C-Pate goes up between 2 defenders, and he has earned his way to the free throw line.
And he's also drawn the 4th foul on Taquan Callaway.
C-Pate, long. So both teams bitten by the inability to hit consistent free throws bug. All right, Mason, the clock has stopped. The chance to put a point on the board, and he does. So 13 points now on the night for Mason C-Pate. Walking it up will be David Commodore. Brossard sitting still back, tough and tight. They try to go back door. Brossard with numbers gets it ahead to Govan, who scores. Govan does a little fancy ball handling there, and now it's a 1-possession ball game, 30-27. And for the first time tonight, the fans beginning to get into it. Little touch foul up top, whistled by Mr. Gary Wilson.
I'll tell you what, David, when he came down with that, Dave, flying from the backcourt with Tez Callaway, and to contend that shot by David, and he Almost got it, but Dave put that sweet little move.
And timeout, Holmes Bulldogs. So this is a good here footsteps timeout as Brad Carr senses momentum creeping into a Brossard uniform. 6:57 on the clock. The Brossard coaching staff converges before talking to the players. Sitting in front of us, Luke and David, the two bigs, along with Brandon Beasold, Mason Seapate, and Logan Woosley.
There you go. Coach is going to draw up something here. He's conferred with the three other experts on the staff, and here we go, guys. Here's what we're doing. So the team patiently waited for him.
Well, hopefully Holmes will get a little caught up. Maybe force a couple bad shots. Rebounds have been a challenge. We've gotten our share of them, but they are all wars.
Yeah, hands on everyone. And as we talked about earlier, their size difference or thickness of it, their bigger arms, and grabbing the ball from our little skinny arms. No offense, David.
All right, it'll be a Holmes possession. That was our fifth team foul. They'll inbound it to the corner. Govan out to confront the receiver, and they will just, again, take Juan Callaway, just dribbling it up to the top. Again, great tape. You got to respect that. Tez Callaway brings it to the house and finger rolls it and gets the Bulldogs off of 30. 32 now to 27. Brossard needs to answer. Beasold up top. Woosley looking. Now we're going to double stack them down on the low blocks. Get it to Seapate. Luke tries to go. Govan launches. Ball sits the rim. And there to clean it up, Luke Schumacher. So Schumacher emerges out of the crowd. 32 now to 29. One possession ball game. 6 minutes to play.
Same play they ran before. Yep. He gets stopped by Bees this time.
Skip pass across. Now inside. Wow. Govan working hard. Comes away with a steal. Brossard wants to run. Seapate up the sideline. Now we'll get it up to Govan. Govan thinks about it again at the top of the key. Woosley draws a crowd. Skip pass to Brandon, and he's covered up by Taquan Callaway. Bounce pass, Govan. Govan gets it back tipped. It'll stay with the Mustangs.
Put us in the corner over here, Dave. Mason to throw it in.
The Brossard water cooler corner, but Coach Scott Code requests a timeout. And I believe this will be our fourth timeout.
I thought I had three, Dave, because I thought we were going to call one. And actually, you're correct again, Dave. You're going to kill me on being correct tonight. Darn it anyhow.
I rarely make mistakes. Yes, Mike Shack, some of our football broadcasts.
Yeah.
Of course, there, what's taking place is about 70, 80 yards our position, sometimes further. And I'm looking through glasses, and I'm looking at people who wear helmets.
That's funny. That's one. I always say basketball is one of the hardest sports because you're out there, everybody's right on top of you, and if you make a mistake, everybody sees it.
Yep.
Football field, a lot of time, if a guy misses the block, you don't understand that he's actually missed the block, and it's just a tackle. And then soccer, the field's so big, and, it's spread across. But here, everybody sees every move.
Everything. Right down in front of us, great vantage point here at the side dome. We was down at Bracken County scouting the game a few weeks back. And they have flipped the floor there. What used to be the scorer's table side is now the benches side. And those nice little alcoves that we had the broadcast out of are sitting directly behind the bench. So I don't know where we'll be. Talk to Daniel Fisher, and he assures us we will have a place. And out of the timeout, Cipe tries to.
How can that not be a foul on someone?
A push off, perhaps, but we're not going to get it. At any rate, the Mustangs come up empty. Bulldogs on the attack. Cipe will be rung up for the personal. Callaway goes back to the line to shoot two.
He was riding him for 20 feet, Dave.
And he hits one. So the fortunes of the Holmes Bulldog free throw shooters deliver a free one. And two of a kind now for Tez Callaway.
And just got tipped out here on the way down.
23 points on the night by Tez Callaway. It'll be a Mustangs ball. Not the prettiest game ever played here in the Cy-Dome. Not a lot of what we call continuity.
Roger Childress has to be using Naismith line yet tonight.
Yeah, well, partially. And we try to feed the big dog, and Taquan Callaway reaches right on across and punches it out of bounds. Woosley to inbound. Pass fake. Forced to send it all the way to Govan. Here comes the Govan Express. Woof, woof. David Govan puts it in the book. 8 points now in the second half for Govan, and it's back to a one-possession ball game. 34-31, 4 minutes, 24 seconds to play. Three-point shot up, no good. Woosley down with a rebound and out of there on the run for the Mustangs. We're going to give it to Luke. Luke, score it, and does. Back-to-back baskets for the Mustangs. 4 points on the night here in the period, and it's a one-point.
Holmes advantage,
and the fans have woken up. 3:55 to play in the game. The Mustangs seek the urgency. Callahan gets blocked from behind by Logan Woosley, who comes away with the ball. Now let's don't do anything foolish.
Oh, there it went.
And Cipate is going to be forced to call our fifth and final timeout to maintain possession of the basketball.
Make sure
rough, tough, nasty, physical ball game.
Nate just went and told all the kids, said, we're out, guys. We're out of timeouts. So no more lifeboats.
Yep, no more lifeboats for sure. Tough, tough. Robbie Verst standing right off to the right side, looking in over the shoulder of Evan Orth. You know, man, he knows he can make a contribution here.
Oh, yeah,
he knows
absolutely.
He
yeah.
could help us out. He knows he could score some points. However, fate unkind to the junior out for the season. That's got to be a tough thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially after missing your entire freshman and 50% of your sophomore season, then to lose your entire junior season.
Yeah, that's, you know, even last year, Dave, when we spoke to Luke Schumacher outside of Campbell County Gym, I mean, that was just a look on a kid's face. Yeah. It was just devastating. You know, it's like,
now, you know.
That wasn't a 365-day injury, thank gosh. Yeah.
The clock is always ticking. The sands are running out of the hourglass. All right, out of the Brossard's fifth timeout. I hope it's a good one. We get it in to Brandon Beasold. Hands off to Logan Woosley. Brandon for three. Front iron, no good. Battle. Boy, two white-clad Mustangs thought we may have gotten a Bulldog, may have gotten a piece of it. They say no. Brandon, who I gave the black cat earlier tonight by talking about how red hot he has been, yet to connect on his first three-point goal of the night. That would have been an ideal opportunity right there. Is Holmes in possession of the ball. 34-33, 3:12 to play in the game. Rossard led early, 10-3. We're overtaken, and it's been a Holmes lead throughout the remainder of the game. Woosley picks up a personal, and this will send David Commodore to the free throw line for the first time tonight, where he will shoot one in the bonus. Shot up and in. Wow, now they're hitting their free throws. Hit the first, earn a second. A miss there and a Govan rebound would have been advantageous. Second one is no good. However, we get a break maybe. Luke Schumacher started after it and then laid off. Ball went out of bounds. It goes to the Mustangs, and we've reached the three-minute mark. Mustangs trail by two. Low scoring event. 35-33. C-Paid on the wing. Wow, back door. Woosley. So that one came right out of the playbook on our last time out. That's the back door lob that we used to run.
And a charge.
Even burst. Now we stand in. Luke Schumacher takes a charge. His momentum creeps into a Mustang uniform.
And that's all we got for Taquan Callaway. Gone.
We are tied 35s, and Taquan Callaway exits via fouls.
He's been a nemesis defensively, Dave. He
his
put a
size,
lot of
right.
On. Yeah.
All right. Mustangs, for the first time in forever, with a chance to take the lead in this ball game with 2:34 to play. Both teams are in the bonus.
Here we go.
Here we go. Woosley inbounds to Bees. They will pick us up at half court. Single man coverage.
Oh,
we tried a lob on a quick touch pass from Woosley to Govan.
Commodore read it the whole
David
way.
Swatted it out of there and inbounds. Free throw line extended. Again, Woos looking, gets it to Govan. Govan, the escape hatch. Schumacher slides down the lane to the block. We don't give it to him. We start all the way at the top of the key. Govan now turns, faces up, and is double-teamed. And now a foul will be committed against the Bulldogs in their over-aggressiveness to knock the ball away from the big dog.
That's on Nate Pouncey, his fourth day, so a little bit of foul issues for Holmes right now.
Well, the issue now is Govan knocking down these free throws at the line, shooting one bonus. Good! He hits the first. And for the first time in forever, since the Mustangs led 10-8, Brossard has poked the nose in front. It's 36-35. The second, no good. Two minutes. Holmes on the attack. They're going to shoot the three, and they're going to hit it. Oh, a miss and a rebound would have been huge. But Tez Callaway, the blue chipper, puts the Bulldogs on top, 38-36. C-Pate, Govan on the wing. Bees off an under screen. Govan.
Three men on him.
Yeah. He's going to draw his way back to the free throw line. David Commodore will draw the whistle. Clock stops, minute 31. Govan back the line to shoot the double bonus. Good.
You could probably hear that clank of the front of the rim, but it's not the back of the rim, Dave. So
that would not have scored a point and beat Bill Bradley.
Yeah.
Second one is short, and Mason Cepate will be whistled for behind the back. Now we're going to walk 84 feet, and it's the Bulldogs' turn to shoot free throws. This is only 1-1. Josh Perrin, who has yet to put ink in the book, will shoot the bonus. Govan and Schumacher, the Mustang undermen. And he hits the first. So the Bulldogs doing what they need to do to preserve the lead. 39-37. One shot remains. A minute 30 to play in the game. And this one is no good. Schumacher down with a rebound, and Holmes backs off. Gets it to C-Pate. C-Pate across the center stripe. Brandon. Cross court to Luke Schumacher. They are really, really, really denying Govan. We get it to Govan. Govan's forced to kick it back out. 1 minute remains in the ball game. C-Pate off a high ball screen. Now we get it to him. Here comes Govan. Reverse layup. Schumacher, can you get it to go? No.
That's
can
be
you
on the
draw
big man.
A foul? Yes.
That's pouncy.
So Govan attacked underneath, tried a reverse layup, would not go. Good follow by Luke Schumacher. And the Bulldogs will ice. Luke Schumacher will go to the line and shoot two with 49.2 seconds remaining in the ballgame.
Well, we need these. Obviously need these out of Luke, Dave. You know, at least get these in here, hold the next possession, either get ourselves a shot or take it to OT, and, you know, with two of the homeless players out right now.
That would be just fine with us. I'll take OT. Scott just going over the options that we might look for here.
Yeah, you mentioned Callaway by name, of course. Yep. And Tez having a big game and a great athlete out
there.
He
has hit his average at 27 points. 26 points a game. He averages 27.5.
Let's hope he doesn't get his average in, Dave.
Scott reminds them that we are out of timeouts. At the free throw line, Luke Schumacher. Schumacher, for the first time tonight, ready, aim, fire, hits. And he can tie it up here with another made free throw. 39-38. Brother J.D. looking on at our right. And two of a kind bookends. We are knotted up at 39s. Holmes with possession of the ball. 43 seconds to play in the ball game. Dribble drive to the high elbow. Brandon Beasel turns him back. Cross court. Nowhere to go. Callaway up and in. Baseline drive. Callaway scores. 19 seconds. Down two.
Oh, he's all over his back.
11 seconds. C-Pate passes. Woosley. No good. Battle for the rebound with 3.5 and a foul called against Brandon Beasel. Wow, looked like we had a couple looks there.
Yeah, we had the three to take the lead. And that didn't go. And then the rebound kicked out a little bit. Thought we had maybe had a shot at it, but...
3.5 on the clock at the line.
1-1.
Commodore shooting one bonus.
He's 1 of 3 for the evening.
The left-hander delivers and hits it. So now it's a 3-point Holmes advantage. One more, and they put us on ice. No good. But they get the rebound. We commit the foul. We stop the clock. 1.5 and back to the free throw line. The shooter, David Commodore.
He will get his two shots.
And this will be a double. Well, he needs 1 of 2 as 2 seconds ran off of the clock. On the scrum for the rebound, we're still alive as he misses the first.
Get your baseball or football quarterbacks in there, Dave. The guys that can throw the ball length of the court with 1.5 seconds left after they grab a rebound.
Second one is airborne and good. Well, Govan will inbound. He will roll it ahead. C-Pate will turn, launch, short. Horn blows, game ends, Holmes wins by a score of 43-39. Well, we battled back. We had our chances. Not our night. Not a great shooting night for Wooz, who did hit a three back in the first period. Brandon fails to connect from three. Cepate hit one early on. David Govan shut out in the first half. Went to war in the second half. Double figures, 10 points on the night. Schumacher did his best, 6 points in the fourth quarter, but the Mustangs come up short, and Brad Carr and the Holmes Bulldogs win here by a score of 43-39. Let's take a break. It's here a spot for the Brossard Mustang basketball program.
Hi, this is Dave Schauble doing what I do best, promoting the merits of Brossard High School and our Brossard Mustangs basketball program. Our fabled past is legendary, including an All-A state championship, a pair of appearances in the 10th region championship game, and a regional championship, a win in the Sweet 16 state tournament at Rupp Arena. 7 district championships, 6 NKAC Division III titles, and more recently, 3 NKAC Division II championships. Our Mustangs have sustained only one losing season in the past 27 years. Scott Coate is in his second year at the helm of the Mustangs basketball program. Having steered our team through an injury-plagued COVID pandemic season, still emerging with a 13-11 record. Scott served as his brother Mike's JV coach or varsity assistant for 12 of his 16 years as our head coach. Scott served as the head coach at Campbell County from 2007 through 2012, chalking up 49 wins versus 32 losses over that time span. Here at Brossard, Scott's JV teams were district champs in 2012 and 2014. They were sole NKAC Division II champs in 2015. As our JV coach, Scott coached teams amassed 81 wins against only 27 losses. Many of our Mustangs are multi-sport athletes, excelling on the soccer pitch, the football field, running cross-country, playing golf, or participating in baseball or track. We have been broadcasting our games live over the internet since 2002, providing our fans with live calls and our players with a library of broadcast archives to share with their own kids or grandkids someday. We publish a media guide providing exposure for our student athletes to the media and college coaches of the state, and we maintain a college-caliber basketball-specific B Mustangs website reporting on all of our freshmen, JV, and varsity players and their games. Come join the men who have joined the Mustangs. Why wouldn't you want to be a Brossard Mustang?
Dave Schauble, Dave Tremman back in the booth as the Holmes Bulldogs come to Alexandria and prevail 43-39 over our Mustangs and take a 9-6 lead in the modern day history of these two teams. Well, where was Ethan Eilerman tonight? Because the last two times that we played the Holmes Bulldogs, Ethan Eilerman hit 29 points, including a three-pointer out of the coffin corner to defeat them 67-66. Actually, that was the next year. Eilerman scores 30 in a 70-67 win. That was the three-pointer out of the coffin corner. So no Ethan Eilerman, no ball on the wall for the Mustangs tonight as we fall to 6 wins and 9 losses on the season and now focus our attentions on the All-A tournament. The Mustangs, with 7 scorers in the book, led the night by Mason Sepate with 1 3-point goal, 3 threes, and a pair of free throws for 13. He also stood in and took a charge. 10 points for the big dog, David Govan. Took him a while to get going on the offensive end, but he was involved in all facets of the game tonight and served as guard more often than we would have probably liked. But again, credit the Holmes Bulldogs. 6 points on the night for Luke Schumacher, who also took a charge. Logan Woosley with 5, 2 apiece, Anthony Cruzy and Brandon Beasold, and a free throw for Evan Orr. So 39 for the Mustangs, 15 points under our season average of 54. For the Holmes Bulldogs, is Bill Tez Callaway, 27 points on the night, and I kind of verified that by listening out the side of my headset with Mel Webster. 8 points for David Commodore, 6 for Nate Pouncey, and a free throw apiece by Josh Perrin and Taquan Callaway. Free throws tonight, the Bulldogs could muster only 8 of 22, but that was good enough on this night to get them past the Mustangs, who were 9 of 17. Just, you know, I watch our guys practice hard against each other, against Coach Pipes and, you know, Kurt and some of the guys that, we play against, and we are somewhat smooth in our offensive efforts. And then I come in and I watch us play a game tonight where every pass, every dribble, every shot is contested and made to adjust, or survival almost of the fittest to make something good happen. And to only put 39 points on the board against a team where usually the games are high-scoring events, 43-39 is kind of a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow.
You hold them down to 39 or 43 points, and that's a W, but when you only muster out 39 points and 15 of those coming in the fourth quarter, you know, we held Holmes to 3 buckets in the last quarter. You know, and that was all by Tez Callaway, and the rest of them were, you know, foul. I mean, they were miserable from the foul line, Dave, and we couldn't take advantage of that.
To their advantage, they hit them when they had to hit them. The three-point shot from the top of the key, when the Mustangs had caught them, and this guy is going to put up a three-pointer in that position, that's bad basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
But when it goes through the middle of the cylinder, and now that they've got a three-point lead, you know, what are you going to say about it? You're going to say, that was a horrible damn shot. You should have missed it. Well, he hit it, you know, and he hit it. And then all of a sudden, we're back down 3, battling for our lives and survival, and nothing comes easy for these Mustangs.
Not at all.
Well, we're back in action on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, live and direct from the Polar Bear Den in Brooksville, Kentucky, where the opening round of the 10th Region All-A will feature the Mustangs and Nicholas County. Other games that day, well, sure, where did that go?
You've got it somewhere.
Friday night at Calvary Christian, and this could be an interesting ball game. Calvary Christian in the play-in game, or what used to be the play-in game, will play Robertson County, boys at 6, girls at 7:30. So Calvary, who Sports, a Division II college basketball player. And, of course, Justin Becker, who plays on the opposite side for Robertson. That could be a shootout, and it's not unfathomable to think that Calvary could come away with that win, and or Robertson could come away with that win. Paris, I'll go out on a limb and say that they will have no issue whatsoever on the boys' side defeating St. Pat's. However, on the girls' side, those are two of the top three teams in the 10th region. So Paris and St. Pat's on the girls' side could be a dogfight in the game that precedes us at 12:30. Then in the bottom bracket, Brossard, if we come to play, take care of business, the boys and the girls could and possibly would be favored to lay over Nicholas County, and then a war of monumental proportions to follow at 5 o'clock and 6:30 when Bracken County takes on Augusta.
That place will be jamming at 5:30 and 6, or 5 o'clock and 6:30, Dave. Two rival schools. That's as close you get as Campbell County to Brossard, you know, right, when you're playing those two teams down there.
So hopefully Brossard will be sitting in attendance, just taking that one in to find out who their Tuesday night opponent will be. So back to the practice floor for your Mustangs on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. And the freshmen, I know they're going to be on the bus heading to Boone County on Wednesday afternoon for a 4:30 game. They played an unusual game in the second game of the doubleheader up at the Mason County Fieldhouse Saturday. They put 64 points on the board and defeated 11-2 Franklin County, whose one of their losses was Lexington Catholic. So you tell me. Ben Vollmer is evolving into a good big man. 19 points in that one for Big Ben. And, you know, it was cute when he hit 6 3-pointers on Green and White night, Parker Mulberry, but he hit 4 blue chip 3-pointers in that ball game, and there have been other occasions this year where Mulberry has hit 2 and 3 and 4 3-pointers apiece. So I'm beginning to think that perhaps Mr. Mulberry might be a weapon, and if Vollmer can evolve along with Keegan Gully and Dominic Hayden and Joseph Schroeder and the other guys that comprise the freshman Mustangs roster, we probably got something cooking for the future.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope so.
Okay, it's been a long night. We started this one back at 20 minutes until 6 o'clock. Did the JV game. Had a good chat with Coach Paul Wiggins. Delivered the varsity broadcast. And given time, we'll break these down into three separate replays, but for right now, excuse me, it's just one long replay. So until we're back up live and direct on Saturday afternoon from Bracken County, Deshavel Dave Tremmen saying, wow, it's a war. Nothing coming easy. We're having to earn everything we get. And tonight, we come up short. 43-39 to the Holmes Bulldogs. Good night, everybody, from the Side Dome in Alexandria.